Chapter 3. List of Workers. Eliashib the high priest and his priestly brethren took up the task of rebuilding the sheep gate. They timbered it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, then continued the rebuilding to the Tower of Hananel. At their side, the men of Jericho were rebuilding, and next to them was Zakur, son of Imri. The fish gate was rebuilt by the sons of Hassanah. They timbered it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. At their side, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, carried out the work of repair. Next to him was Meshulam, son of Bechariah, son of Meshezabel. And next to him was Zadok, son of Baana. Next to him, the Tekoites carried out the work of repair. However, some of their outstanding men would not submit to the labor asked by their lords. The new city gate was repaired by Joiada, son of Paseah, and Meshulam, son of Besodeah. They timbered it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. At their side were Malathiah the Gibeonite, Jadon the Moronathite, and the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, who were under the jurisdiction of the governor of west of Euphrates. Next to them, the work of repair was carried out by Uziel, son of Harhiah, a member of the goldsmith's guild, and at his side was Hananiah, one of the perfumer's guild. They restored Jerusalem as far as the wall of the public square. Next to them, the work of repair was carried out by Rephaiah, son of Hur, leader of half the district of Jerusalem, and at his side was Jediah, son of Harumaph, who repaired opposite his own house. Next to him, Hattush, son of Hashabniah, carried out the work of repair. The adjoining sector, as far as the oven tower, was repaired by Malchijah, son of Harim, and Hashub of Pehath Moab. At their side, the work of repair was carried out by Shalom, son of Halohesh, leader of half the district of Jerusalem, by himself and his daughters. The valley gate was repaired by Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah. They rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. They also repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall up to the dung gate. The dung gate was repaired by Malchijah, son of Rechab, leader of the district of Beth Hakarem. He rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. The spring gate was repaired by Shalom, son of Kolhoes, leader of the district of Mizpah. He rebuilt it, roofed it over, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. He also repaired the wall of the aqueduct pool near the king's garden as far as the steps that lead down from the city of David. After him, the work of repair was carried out by Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, leader of half the district of Beth-Zur, to a place opposite the tombs of David as far as the artificial pool and the barracks. After him, the Levites carried out the work of repair. Rehum, son of Bani. Next to him, for his own district, was Hashabiah, leader of half the district of Keilah. After him, their brethren carried out the work of repair. Binui, son of Henadad, leader of half the district of Keilah. Next to him, Ezer, son of Jeshua, leader of Mizpah, who repaired the adjoining sector, the corner, opposite the ascent to the arsenal. After him, Baruch, son of Zabai, repaired the adjoining sector from the corner to the entrance of the house of Eliashib, the high priest. After him, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired the adjoining sector from the entrance of Eliashib's house to the end of the house. After him, the work of repair was carried out by the priests, men of the surrounding country. After them, Benjamin and Hashub carried out the repair in front of their houses. After them, Azariah, son of Maaseiah, son of Ananiah, made the repairs alongside his house. After him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired the adjoining sector from the house of Azariah to the corner, that is, to the angle. After him, Palal, son of Uzai, carried out the work of repair opposite the corner and the tower projecting from the upper palace at the quarters of the guard. After him, Padiah, son of Parosh, carried out the work of repair to a point opposite the water gate on the east and the projecting tower. After him, the Tekoites repaired the adjoining sector opposite the great projecting tower to the wall of Ophel. The temple slaves were dwelling on Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests carried out the work of repair, each before his own house. After them, Zadok, son of Immer, carried out the repair before his house, and after him the repair was carried out by Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, keeper of the east gate. After him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth son of Zalaph, repaired the adjoining sector. After them, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, repaired the place opposite his own lodging. After him, Malchijah, a member of the goldsmith's guild, carried out the work of repair as far as the quarters of the temple slaves and the merchants, before the gate of inspection, and as far as the upper chamber of the angle. Between the upper chamber of the angle and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants carried out the work of repair. Opposition from Judah's foes. When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, it roused his anger, and he became very much incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, saying, in the presence of his brethren and the troops of Samaria, "What are these miserable Jews trying to do? Will they complete their restoration in a single day? Will they recover these stones, burnt as they are, from the heaps of dust?" Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, "It is a rubble heap they are building. Any fox that attacked it would breach their wall of stones. Take note, O our God, how we were mocked. Turn back their derision upon their own heads, and let them be carried away to a land of captivity. Hide not their crime, and let not their sin be blotted out in your sight, for they insulted the builders to their face. We, however, continued to build the wall, which was soon filled in and completed up to half its height. The people worked with a will.